Okay, I would like to call together the Monday, May 11th meeting of the Finance Committee of the Huntington Community Service District. We first have to have the roll call. I am Director Artis.
I'm Director Goff.
And the first item we have is public comment. Do we actually have any members of the public online?
No.
I do not see any. There are no members of the public in the room. At least as of yet, there's a nice comfy chair here if they choose to join in. Okay, then the next order of business is adoption of consent items. The only item on the consent calendar is approval of the last Finance Committee meeting minutes.
I'll make a motion.
Yeah, I guess.
I move that the committee approve the Finance Committee meeting minutes of March 23rd, 2026.
Yes, I second.
Aye.
Aye. Done. No old business and under new business, we have two items, one of which I take it from the packet is not actually on the agenda because there's no action taken by the city of El Segundo yet to give us what we want. Is that correct? The fee schedule for the fire department contract.
That is correct. In checking with the chief and also having a conversation with Karen Pinkos, they still have to work. They have a 2-year budget that they're not finished yet with it.
Yeah, I understand their process, and it's actually great when you get in sync with it, but this is a time where we're not in sync with it, I think, pretty badly, if I understand.
Just what's the ETA?
Yeah.
David, did the chief have an idea of when they were going to have that done?
He's saying it probably is going to be the middle of June. So I'm hoping that we have some more concrete numbers to present as we move into our June board meeting. And all I can do is again ask them as we near the end of May, where they're at with that.
Yeah, and
What I do want to highlight to everyone in the room is if you look at the line item for that El Cerrito contract fee, the one you're looking at says 5 million. I reduced it and it will be presented to the board at 4.8. I thought 5 was too high, and I don't want to give them any ideas that we're more than happy to pay $5 million because we're not.
makes sense. Yeah, I agree.
In terms of their negotiation with staff, I should be paying more attention to it than I have been, but they've had a significant increase in their overall salary cost. Is that not correct?
And is that recent or is that from their last contract?
I think it's from the last contract, but I shouldn't misspeak. I should have paid more attention to it. I was actually hoping for info, but if we don't have it, let's not speculate on it.
So, from the physical study that Dimitri worked on with Ridgeline, he put a lot of effort into working with the chief in El Cerrito on their projected contract increase costs, which include salaries. And so that amount for that contract was included, and it came in very close to what Dimitri had put in, Ridgeline had put into the fiscal study. So I think we're okay from that perspective.
Okay, would that provide any guidance for David on what we would anticipate for the contract fee? Not to hold him to it, but just to give you a safe haven for a budgetary item to have there.
Yeah, and I believe I provided that from the fiscal study. So I think the number that David recited is probably close to what was in the fiscal study.
I'll tell you what was in the fiscal study.
Lot of things have been squeezed out of my brain by work. So sorry, I had those numbers in my head
Four
now, but they're gone now.
4,715,000 for, well, 4,716,000 for fiscal year 27 is what Dimitri put in. The,
Thank you.
I mean, I want to tell the two of you, and Mary's already aware of this, but in talking to Karen Pinkos, the city manager, she feels we're getting a real deal.
I'm aware of her sentiment on that.
She also feels that in the near future, we should sit down and at least have a beginning of negotiations of a new contract. And she definitely wants to see, which I would totally agree with, if we're going to move forward, the whole contract rewritten. It's all pieced together. And
Right.
like I asked her a question, are IT services included in the contract? And she couldn't answer me. And it wasn't that she couldn't answer me. It's not, I don't think it's specifically spelled out. So there's a lot to do, and I'm not sure. I think we're going to need some legal advice on how we pursue this. But right now, we're trying to wrap up a budget for fiscal year 27. We know we have a contract with El Cerrito, and basically we're at their mercy waiting for them to come back with numbers for us.
Judging from the Sturm und Drang on their budget discussion at the last city council meeting, they're going to be looking to get every dollar from us they can through, how they present the contract to us. And I think that's been our relationship with them since the beginning in one sense. But in any event, at least under the current contract terms, it's usually pretty straightforward if cumbersome to go through line by line.
Right. And the line items are dictated as to percentages, so we'll be able to check that carefully.
What is the typical contract term for
The
this?
contract term through 2030?
But when did it first, or
Oh,
what was
the
it?
most recent? Well, the original contract, I can't remember the most current date. I want to say 2018 or 19, and then there's been four or five amendments for various reasons. But I think 2018 or 19 is when they got the date extended out to 2030. So now there's all these contract amendments, which is what David was referring to with his conversation with Karen, to incorporate all of that language and clear it up and make it modern day language for the new contract.
Right. The chief had conveyed a sentiment on the town that the way we had negotiated these percentages was cumbersome, and at some future date they would like to simplify all of it. Fortunately, that date's a long time off. The
Sure.
structure of this goes back to 1996. The net of it, if you do the math a certain way and say combine the populations of Kensington and El Cerrito and do the per capita cost for fire services, we're paying twice as much as the citizens of El Cerrito, a little bit more. And so it all depends on how you look at it, in terms of what costs actually are. But I'm sure the next negotiation will, both sides will have, their chance to state sort of what ethos they want to bring, what values they want to bring to figuring out what is equitable for the two towns. And so, David, that's an interesting topic, which is just to say, given that I've heard that sentiment from El Cerrito a couple of times before, what would we even want to discuss from a values perspective before you get into the details of how a contract would work differently? The structure and line iteming of it, percentages, etc.
Let me read a couple paragraphs, I believe is on the most recent amendment that I think really kind of is important for not only you two, but for the entire board to understand. It says the term of this agreement shall be until midnight, June 30th, 2030. The agreement may be extended at any time by mutual agreement as provided in, and there's another section to go to. Unless the agreement is terminated at an earlier date pursuant to another section here, the parties will initiate negotiations to extend the contract on or before January of 2028. The district may extend the term of this contract for an additional 5 years beyond the term stated in subsection 1A, as amended, by giving written notice to the city on or before December 31st, 2027. So obviously there's more cross-referencing here, but the point I want to make is this is not far away.
Yes.
And I
I'm seconding your comment for sure.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea to flag this for the whole board. Did you hear me, David?
No, barely.
She said it was a good idea to flag it for the whole board.
Well, yeah, it will be, but I'd like to get some advice from our a council on that. Because I don't think we want to put our cards on the table in public discussion that the city then can go back and know. I mean, if it was up to me, I would say we need to very quietly put our feelers out to some other, like CAL FIRE and Contra Costa Fire, and get some idea of, is this competitive? Is this a deal? Or are we getting ripped off? I have no idea.
Yeah, agreed.
But I'm not, I guess what I would tell the two of you is I'm not gonna ignore it during my stay here. So it will be pursued.
That's a thing. So one of the reasons why I know about per capita costs and a few other things is because I spent a lot of time analyzing this in the past to get an answer to that question, David. And you have to ask it several different ways to triangulate on what a useful answer is, but it's an important topic of discussion for sure. And in the past, 10 years ago, I wrote quite a lot on this. In how we should think about it for both police and fire, but especially for fire. So I do think it's an important thing. We could have a discussion in a closed session with the board.
That's what I'm concerned about because it's a contract where I need to find out from legal the best way to handle it. It might be a situation where we use this committee and get some direction from the board. But I need to come back to you and give you more direction from legal.
Sounds good.
Or an ad hoc committee, perhaps.
Yeah.
Ad hoc contract committee, I don't
A little more.
know. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Good. Should we dive into the budget?
Yeah. If David, if you're done with the first topic, since we don't actually have a schedule, let's dive in.
Right. So I believe the second topic or the next topic is the actual draft budget as a whole.
Yes.
And you two tell me how you'd like me to go about this. I tried to give you a brief overview with a little bit of a narrative. If you just want to ask some questions, I'm fine with that. Basically, the history of the way this was developed. Mary worked. Melissa was the key from the standpoint of putting the new chart of account numbers together and working with Mary and I on the overall budget. And then Melissa specifically had questions with Mary, and then we all went over together on what we consider to be truly a fire cost versus an administrative cost. That's probably the biggest difference, where the fire district had just everything was under fire because that's the only service they provided. We now have to be more cost aware of where expenses go per the departments we have. So, Mary and Melissa and I worked on the fire. I worked extensively along with Melissa with the fire chief and Lieutenant Nath on the police. And then I produced the park and the solid waste. And Mary and I worked together again with Melissa on the administrative side of it. So if you two tell me how you'd like to go about this. No sense in me rambling on when you already know what the answers are and you can see the numbers. They're based on history, they're based on calculations, and they're based on projections. And I'm not saying each line item is is based on those three things together, but that's basically what we used in determining each of the line items.
Well, man. I really appreciated how this is presented. It is vastly easier to follow with the code. It doesn't seem to contain a lot of, it just is very clear and easy to read. And the notes at the beginning are very helpful. As always, David, you can't hear me. Can you
I can
hear
hear you.
me?
Hopefully, he can.
Oh, okay. Can you hear David?
No, I'm having a hard time.
It's like it's my voice is like the tone is too hard. I'll try to speak up, but I like it. It's well presented. I just have a couple questions.
Okay.
I didn't really understand the math for light item 02564, which is in the police budget. I think it's their risk and liability, oh, services and liability section.
What's the it's it's what's the wording for the line item you're talking about?
The professional services and liability, and it would be the Cal ID Aries Sunridge
Oh,
service.
okay. Yeah.
So just I don't understand those totals under the sort of if you know year to date for this for 26 and for the 26 adopted budget. I don't understand those totals.
Yeah, those are contracts for some various services. I believe I meant to ask the chief to give me those specifics. I believe that has to do with primarily the contract with Albany for dispatch. And then there's some others that are services that basically I believe are required protocols for police department. But let me
Well, it's just more of a question about the math. Because if you for 62,000 plus 7,000 plus 157,000 doesn't equal 70,000. You see where I am?
Yeah, well, I believe that's the result of two issues. One is I believe the increase, there's some increases in some of these agreements, and then the other is I'm not positive, but we might have found something in a different category that should have been in this one. But I'm going to have to check with the chief.
Yeah, just look at that 564. The totals there, they don't add up. I mean, they just don't. So
That's not from the
They don't add up. Are you saying based on the
unless I'm reading it.
history?
Oh, I see. The
Yeah.
total for that category?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So, David, the total professional services and liability. For instance, if you
Oh,
look at
okay.
the adopted budget,
Doesn't add up to 278,500 is what you're saying?
that one may, but the adopted budget doesn't because there's 180,000 in that 02564 and the total is 83,000. So it's
Oh.
not including the 180, so the formula just looks like it missed that.
Same for the other
Yeah.
columns as well.
But it looks like the new year, the budget, proposed
Yeah, the
budget
new
includes
year might
it.
be correct. That might
Yeah.
be correct. Yeah,
Yeah.
that might be correct. But it's the other three columns that are off. So it's a
Okay. Thanks
formula.
for catching that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that was a small thing. And then just sort of bigger picture, of course, I'm super disappointed to see the budget for the parks go down, both in terms of maintenance and no capital anything. I mean, there's so many maintenance issues. And I know we want to do a master plan, but like, I feel like we should put something in there for the year in
And
terms
we
of.
have the money. So that's the type of recommendations that I'm looking to the finance committee for.
Okay, sounds good. Please put money towards the park for increased maintenance, but also, at least as much as we're putting, going to be spending on the paths. I mean, we could redo that path in our park, something we got at our retaining wall, or even if we don't have a master plan, like maintenance, we got to be chipping away at some of this stuff. So I'd like to see, yeah, a chunk.
The current fiscal year expenses to date of almost 120,000 for park capital improvement. What was that for, David?
That reflects two separate projects. The big project is the renovation of the rec building that the KCC uses, of which we essentially collected 120,000 from them per our contract agreement. And the other part of it is paths improvements, and that full amount hasn't been reflected in that line item yet because we still have to pay for the concrete work.
Okay. I know that you guys also did some lighting stuff. You jumped on that after I brought something up. I'm assuming that was not capital. I'm assuming that was the lighting work that you did around the community center was not capital.
No, it wasn't. It was I think miscellaneous improvements or expenses. Yeah. Sarah, going back to your comment, if you don't mind, on the when you finally get the board packet, which Linnell's still working on, there's going to be a subject item that at the end that says yes, no, or maybe. And it's on whether you want to pursue various items that we have not pursued because of searching for a general manager. So in conjunction with, if we make some additions to the park budget for expenses, if you could give me, and off the top of my head, I can't remember in the material that I'll be sending to the board, specific items for the park. So if you have them in mind, and to be quite frank, if you'd like to see the, I mean, this is one of the things that has been put on hold is a total park master plan.
Yep.
And do we keep waiting for a general manager, or do we go out and put some an RFP together to discuss, you know, look at it? And that's going to be on the agenda. So the two tie in together is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I think there's a sentiment that that question should be asked on a bunch of things.
It will be.
Jumping up and down, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, I think it's a valid question at this point.
Yeah.
That's what we're supposed to be doing here.
Yeah. Yeah, and David, that reminded me that I need to follow up with you about a call on another matter also related to other initiatives not relevant to this committee at this moment. Anyway, I'm just flagging that.
Okay.
I need to. Yeah,
what other questions, comments?
I have a few. First of all, I want to echo, this was a great packet. So thank you for that. It was clear and easy to go through. I'm not sure how the numbers for the different categories became the numbers. It makes my brain explode a little bit, but I like the organization based on type rather than number. It's just when I hunt for things, I have trouble figuring out where they are. If you give me a number, which is what I was just roaming through on your items and why I took you off. Okay, so a couple of things. I did have some questions about why some numbers were generally decreased. And there are a whole lot of them budgetarily where they were generally decreased. And I couldn't really understand why legal would go down this particular year, for instance, or the emergency preparedness coordinator expense would go down when we're doing more. Can you, without necessarily going into any one,
I'll give you a wide variety of answers. And then if you want some specifics, I can give them to you. But some of the reasons some of the dollars went down is because what we budgeted for this current fiscal year, we're realizing isn't going to hit that mark. So historically, there's no reason for us to keep using a number or a higher number. There's, I think, one of the examples in the police budget is the use of a consultant. We budgeted and he's billed us less, and we expect it to be less ongoing, especially because one of his biggest responsibilities is a review of potential police candidates. And we're fully staffed, and we now believe that we're going to remain fully staffed unless something unexpected happens. Specifically, in your answer on the emergency preparedness coordinator, it's my belief that we can reduce his hours from the standpoint of two areas. One is his participation in things that really don't revolve around emergency preparedness. He, for example, was doing and organizing the shredding that the community has. We're going to turn that over to administration. Another example, in fact, I just sent him an email today, is there's no need for him to be on a board meeting that lasts 3 hours when we get to his report and it's received and filed. Now, obviously, for example, next month, when he has to bring to the board grant information, he will be at the board meeting because that's critical. So it's my belief that your specific question about the emergency preparedness coordinator, we're going to just reduce his number of hours, not taking away the importance of his specific role of emergency preparedness from the standpoint of his responsibilities, but taking away what I would consider some wasted administrative time. And I'm not pointing a finger at him at all. When I say wasted, it's maybe the better word is we can better utilize administrative use there. Some of the other reductions are, well, legal, let's take legal. And Sarah's probably going to laugh at me again, but I think we're wrapping up the audit for the CalPERS issue. The majority, if not 90% of that money that we spent this year is based on one attorney for the CalPERS expense. We have, other than that, we have, the district has greatly reduced legal costs, primarily because the consultant for the police department handles public records now, not our legal. We don't farm that out unless it's something that has to do with more complicated than what Jason's capable of doing. And if you look at the history of the billing by our Best and Krieger, other than Isabel, which is the CalPERS person, it's been minimal. So that's a long-winded answer to your question, unless there's some other line items specifically that don't fall into either of those categories.
Well, those were specific. There were lots of them, just office supplies generally. There were, oh, I don't know, board
Well,
continuing whatnot, there's lots
some of those expenses, I believe, and Mary can say yes or no, but I think we had to address with the consolidation, for example, and Rosa moving into the public safety building, there were certain things we had to purchase to just get her set up. There's also the fact that, and I think if you cross-reference, I'm not positive, I'd have to look. I think if you cross-reference office supplies for administration and office supplies for police, I would, well, let me try to do it right now.
Yeah, it went up a little bit. You're right.
So,
Yeah, and David, your answer for office supplies moving Rosa in is exactly correct. And even also just for legal, also, we had some expenses this fiscal year for the ending part of the consolidation so that we won't
right.
have going into the future.
Yeah.
And then other things, dues, et cetera, that we believe are decreasing because of the consolidated districts, because we had to pay those fees separately and now we aren't. Now,
So, yeah, that's a good point, Mary. So, Rick, you can't compare an apple to an apple. For example, what Mary just said, if you looked at the old fire budget on subscriptions, and then you looked at us for the CSD for subscriptions, each of us were paying for California Special Districts Association yearly fees. I don't know, they were like 9,000 each, I think.
yeah.
Now we're only going to pay for one.
The path going forward is there separate legal expenses in police and fire as well as overall expense categories? Is the plan to keep that way so that they can be allocated in the funds separately? Is that an overall strategy? And I actually should expect maybe that to become a little more settled over time.
The I think I'll answer your question. The methodology is when we get billed, if it's specific to a police issue or a police question, it will be billed to the police department. If it's a park question, for example, right now I have legal reviewing our park contract when people rent our facility. When I get that bill, it will be billed to the parks. Generally speaking, in my 3+ years here, the majority of legal costs have come out of what we would consider to be general and administrative costs or legal issues for general and administrative. Someone could make the argument that the CalPERS should be billed to police, but it's really to me, it's an administrative problem that had nothing to do with the police directly.
Okay, yeah, that I agree with you on that last one. But I'm more not criticizing at all, barely critiquing. I'm just trying to figure out how it works and how you approached it because
Sure. Yeah.
it's super helpful. I have questions about things that went up too, but while it's in my head, one of the things I had was the emergency preparedness coordinator as a fire expense versus a general administrator expense. You know, I have this feeling that a big part of the rationale for having the fire and police district together is to get emergency preparedness under one roof. And I don't really object to the emergency preparedness coordinator being in any one spot. It was more about optics and the issues of what the whole district is about. And one of those things is about protecting the community and not balkanizing emergency preparedness and fire. So that isn't a plea for change or just a comment about how we treat emergency preparedness in the context of the overall district, and that maybe we think about making a space for it separate from police or fire. But I don't really know that it makes sense in this particular case. I just wanted to express that sentiment to you because I don't want police and fire to think somehow that emergency preparedness isn't central to their way of being too.
Yeah. So
Yeah.
Mary and I had a discussion about this,
I believe it.
and I don't think either one of us would have heartburn if we moved his consulting fee into administration. We felt that because right now his focus is so much on fire prevention, that it should be a line item in the fire department.
And I think overall, we completely agree with the point that emergency preparedness is agency-wide, but David's right. The focus right now is with those grant programs that we're working on that stemmed from fire projects. So as it changes, then it could be reviewed in the future and reallocated, yeah, easily. But we felt it would be best to call it out in the fire budget for now.
To the extent that evacuation becomes a bigger and bigger part of what we're going to be discussing over that's one of those things we obviously need to spend a lot of time on right now.
Yeah, you're right, but I'm not sure that's going to fall under Johnny's purview.
Yeah, I think it's a topic for discussion for sure. I agree.
Yeah,
It
yeah.
was more to the extent that we spend money on enabling evacuation related activity, and the district is going to either subsidize or actively engage in budgetary actions like that, they would be in a similar category to what I was expressing sentiment on earlier. And so that might not be where the emergency preparedness coordinator puts a lot of time. But it might be its own category, which would encompass the emergency preparedness coordinator as well. My only point in bringing it up, that's a thing, it's a relatively small thing, but it's a signal to the community, maybe in its own way. Okay, I did have a couple other questions. Hold on, which requires my computer to wake up. On just because I haven't really looked at this in the way this budget compels me to, I was looking at actuals year to date versus adopted budget. Are we going to be over with police salaries for this year? It looks that way from the facts in front of us.
Are we going to be, did you say over?
Yes.
No, I expect it to be pretty much right on.
Really? Okay. If we're. Oh, it's 2 months, not
We're
three.
10 months in.
I did bad math. I think I withdraw my question. I did a quarter. It's not a quarter. We're not
No.
shy, a quarter shy. We're 2 months shy, right? The fiscal year ends June.
We're 10 12ths through the year, five,
Yeah. Okay,
six.
my bad. Thank you. That's good. And I was looking at increases, which, yes, are from the MOU. Last year was 20% up via the MOU. Is that right? Did we have a catch up in last year versus the year before? There was a big increase based on the MOU. I
You're
didn't
talking about
know.
salaries for police?
Yes.
Well, are you comparing to last
So year
fiscal year
25.
25 to fiscal year 26?
Correct.
That's because we didn't have a full staff.
Okay. So that's really just about hiring, not about rates. So then the increase expected this year is purely MOU. Is that correct?
A full staff based on well, the MOU, which incorporates both cost of living and step increases if they qualify.
Okay. That makes sense to me. I haven't, it's been a little while since I looked at the, I'm embarrassed to say the departmental budget. So I was just getting calibrated. Oh.
We have a public member. So.
I wasn't paying attention.
I just showed up.
Did you show up just a moment ago?
Yeah.
Oh, that's excellent. Okay. Let's see. Did I miss another one? Yeah, I'm good. Public comment.
Okay. David, can you hear me? You
My day was hard. You
may have come from
may
here.
have to sit in
Oh,
the comfy
okay.
chair.
Oh, good. Okay. 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 Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. I apologize. I came late. I was trying to get on the Zoom. I couldn't get on. So I just had a, I'm sorry if you've already covered this. I had some questions about some line items and maybe we could, if they haven't already been addressed. First, okay. In the general fund, this is about the debt service for the PSB loan. And I was just wondering, why it jumped up. Is that just, was there like a ballooning payment owed on that?
Why there was a what?
Oh, I didn't catch that.
The
Yes.
increase in the in this proposed budget over prior years.
Yeah, so I'll have to look at the schedule, so the loan schedule, because that looks a little bit high. Does the debt service on PSB, did that include anything else, David? Because it looks a little high. But I'll double check it because it's pretty close. I mean, the amortization schedule should be pretty close to the prior year. It'll change every year, but not dramatically. So I'll
Yeah,
take a
because
look at that.
it's quite significant. It's
It's pretty big.
100,000.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
actually,
Yeah.
both of the principal and interest numbers are the two cells to the left added together.
Okay.
Oh,
Yeah.
so it is
So
just
it,
a
yeah,
few.
they're the totals and they shouldn't be. So we'll correct that. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, this is another question under the police department. The pension obligation bond payment also, I guess I don't know why 20, it says fiscal year 25 actuals, and then it jumps up. So I was just wondering, was there also a reason why this is the pension obligation bond now, why that jumped up? But it looks like it's kind of close to what it was supposed to be. I just didn't know if 25
Yeah,
was an anomaly.
we have a document that outlines what it is each year. So I can't give you an answer off the top of my head on the way it jumps. I just can tell you what it reads.
Okay. I mean, unless somebody missed a payment or it just hasn't been included in the fiscal year 25 results or something, maybe. Anyway, just questioning.
I'll have to look at
Okay.
that.
Thank you. There's a line item in the police department budget. I was just wondering, it's also increased quite a bit. It's the new account is 02564 and has a whole bunch of things in it. Oh. I was just wondering what that is.
Yeah. That includes some contracts, and actually Director Goff was just asking about that before you walked
Okay.
in. So I told her that I'm going to get a more detailed breakdown on that. That line item, the police chief is the one that did the majority of work on the overall police budget. So I'll get more information from him on those actual contracts.
Right. And it's just that cells need to be recalculated, David, remember?
Yeah,
Yeah. Formula.
right.
Also, what all is, even notwithstanding the total getting added up on
It's, yeah.
the jump in the 25, 26, 27 trend is significant.
Okay. Yeah. Right, moving along here. I assume you talked about the fee for the fire contract, the El Cerrito fire contract. That's just like kind of a guess. Is that what?
And yes, and when you the board meeting, that contract will reflect 4.8, but it's still a guess. We're still waiting for the city to get back to us on actual their actual true up on their numbers.
Right. That'll be fine. Yeah. So I'm just curious, Mary, in the past, did you guys budget for reconciliation, or was that always just part of the
Yeah, and I think it
plan?
looks like it was included in the total. And like David said, it's going to be 4.8 million. But we budgeted them separately. They'll be broken out separately. But we just haven't gotten that information from the city. So we're mostly using the similar number to the fiscal study that Ridgeline worked on because they put a lot
Oh,
of effort on that.
right. So that, I mean, in the past, in the fire budget, did it usually, did you have it covered in the budget, or was it usually then an additional cost? I mean, additional expenditure, or, yeah.
We usually, yeah, budgeted for it.
You did budget, so it
Yeah,
was always
yeah.
a
So that
covered.
total will include it. I mean
Okay.
that the 4.8 million would include both components.
Okay. And then just a question about, I noticed this throughout the budget and all the departments, that legal fees are always like kind of underestimated and they always seem to come in a little higher. And I don't know if you guys addressed that.
About it, yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that was addressed. I keep thinking that this audit that's being done by our retirement pension system is going to come to an end. We've been told that CalPERS has told us that they think they have all the information, and then they turned around and asked for two additional things. So I've been wrong for 3 years now. I don't know what to say.
I forgot about you doing that with your attorneys.
And also, just as an additional item on that, we in this current fiscal year had work done for the consolidation efforts by legal counsels on both sides. So those costs were increased. And then we still had some wrap up on the PSB final discussions this year that we won't be having in the future. So.
That's good. And then this last one, line items. I was just wondering, the what do you charge? Sorry.
Who's that?
Can you hear me? Just was wondering on the waste management, what are the charges that you have expenses for that program?
The specific line item? Is there a
Well,
specific?
it's I guess it's the 05751. The
The
franchise
franchise fee
fee.
expenses?
Yeah, well, for that
Okay.
whole budget, yeah, because I don't know. I mean, I know you charge some of your staff time to it, of course, but.
No, that's a whole different. What happens is we receive a check from Bayview, and then the county turns around and bills us their share.
Oh, right. That's the
And
count.
then you also have a separate line for administrative charges,
Yeah.
correct, David?
Yes.
Yeah.
So the top one, the 751, is what you pay the county for their share of the franchise fee, and then admin program cost is your staff time. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. David, can
Well,
you
it's not just staff time, it's a small percentage of pretty much a lot of the expenses at administration that would could potentially be chargeable if solid waste was a standalone department. And what I mean by that is we're not going to charge a percentage of consulting for other consultants. So we eliminated a certain line items in the administrative department to try to just capture actual percentage of cost for administrative items that would apply to solid waste
Right.
cost.
Okay. And just lastly, just overall, like, what is the big picture of the budget that you're proposing this year? Are there any major changes? Of course, the consolidation is a big one, but programmatically, are there any areas that are really new and significant? And also, is there, what's the, are you coming out in the, are we deficit spending this year, at least in the proposed budget, or is there enough revenue to cover the program functions, the operating costs?
Let's see, to answer the question in regard to the overall budget, Mary and I have worked with our police chief and our finance person because there was the need to make adjustments to what's administrative overall, as opposed to fire direct. So our administrative budget, I'd say, took on a little bit more expenses on that side of things. The other aspect of the change, because we're now one organization, is we are realizing some savings. Our audit is going to be one audit instead of two different audits. We just were talking earlier about the fact that each of our organizations used to subscribe to California Special Districts Association at around $8,000 each a year. Now we're only going to have one subscription. So there's some savings that we're realizing. I'm not aware, Mary, if you think of something that had any, we, I don't think there was any dramatic impacts on the fact that we're one organization. I think it was all positive. What there are impacts on, and I want to highlight to everyone that the insurance, I have yet to actually see an actual invoice for next year from our insurance carrier. They gave us some ballpark numbers. I think we're accurate, but that might be an adjustment we'll have to make at the June board meeting. And liability insurance is not getting cheaper. That's all I can tell you. It's getting more expensive. So I don't know if did that answer your question about the overall? We're in the positive. That's
If you
what we're
look at page
showing.
five, yeah. If you look at page five, you'll see that. And I think this year too, I think I'll say we're not as much in the positive as we would be because we're still assisting for fiscal year 27. I'm still assisting. You've still got David assisting, and then we're still looking for the general manager. So we have a little bit of overlap included in the budget that you wouldn't probably see in the 28 year.
Yeah, your administrative salary is higher than it probably will be in the following year.
Great. There was, Jim, I'm not counting you in public comment because of the nature of the committee. Katie was on. But it looks like she might have dropped. I did have one question about capital equipment.
In which department?
Fire in particular.
Then I'm going to let Mary answer that.
So I think we have a placeholder estimate in the budget, and it's just a minor amount that we've included in case there's something that comes up at the station that's needed. The one that's in the current year, the 41.7, was an IT system that was needed for the station alerting system and a door, an app bay door item that we'll be working on, and then the extractor. So we just put a placeholder estimate of 40,000 to cover any of the things that we may not have heard about from the fire chief yet, just so that we have something included.
Well, there's also the possibility those things that you just mentioned might not get purchased and invoiced until the next fiscal year.
I can't remember the cadence of the fund for our next fire engine. Where is that?
We don't have a reserves table, that's true. So we have funds that we set aside for the fire engine funding. So we'll have to incorporate that into the next tables. I'll go over that
I
with you,
think that's
David.
important, actually. Yeah.
And the over, I mean, I actually don't know the answer to this now anymore. The overall fund structure of the whole district as it pertains to those things would maybe be good to have in an update. The really, res I think the restricted funds, the truly restricted funds, and then the funds where we just purpose money. I'm not sure how we're handling that going forward, but it would be a good thing to be clear with everybody about. The truly
Okay.
restricted funds being that, the police special, it's clear where you find
Oh.
police and fire special taxes in
Well,
there, but how the funds work is something that people may ask about. That's been a topic in the past.
for the police special taxes and for the fire special tax, it's real easy to document the amount of expenses that eat that up right away, because that's your first go-to So you're not going to have a reserve of those funds, which would be restricted. Now, I will tell you, and I'm glad it came up, beginning with this fiscal year, per our auditor, actually, no, beginning with the fiscal year that's coming to an end, if we have reserve, if we have additional more revenue than expenses in our solid waste account, we will establish a restricted savings account, specifically taking that additional revenue and put it in a savings account designated for solid waste.
That makes
Did
sense.
I confuse you or do you get it?
Got it. Cool. Everybody here is seasoned. They're nodding.
This is something we wanted.
Yes,
I can't get
exactly.
it on.
But the every once in a while in the fire district, we would put out a table of what, the reserve fund and expected purchase dates. This is all in the Ridgeline reports as well what our capital expenditures would be, but I think it's just good to stay current with that when we put out a new budget so that people can see it.
Let's plan on doing that at the June meeting, if that's okay with you.
Looks good.
Get
Anything
all your
else?
questions answered? Everybody
Oh,
else
okay.
come in
I think there
later.
was like one minor other one I had, but in the fire budget, Mary,
Yeah.
if you don't mind taking another question,
Merit
is there something where we pay for the uniforms, or could I see that in here that there was a uniform expense?
So it's not uniforms, but that's the account title has uniforms in it. And I know I saw it and I can't remember which line item it is, but
Okay.
we'll purchase things like t-shirts. And
Okay.
so we did, and I think it was one last year, and that was the first time in 3 years we had, but we don't purchase the uniform, the overall, fire uniform.
The city provides this.
The city does, yes. And so they are
Well, what
established through the
you're talking
contract.
about will say Kensington on it, right?
The well, El Cerrito Kensington
Yeah,
Fire.
yeah.
Yeah, there was no it looks like it was a minimal amount spent this year and then it jumped up to 7,000. So that's why I was like, what is this?
So there's some other items in there, equipment and duty gear. So we we'll provide more detail on what accounts we collapsed into that. We were trying to get rid of so much detail within. Oh, I'm sorry. And I'm looking at the police right now, which is why that amount went up so much. So I was.
It's line item 03553.
Yeah, there it is. Okay. Yeah. So that's for other minor equipment that they might need. So, and t-shirts if they need more t-shirts. So pretty minor.
So it might be that dollar amount you're looking at of 7,000 might be too high, is what is that what
Yeah.
we're talking about?
Potentially, because we purchased some things this year, and I'll just need to see what went into that number because we collapsed a couple of accounts into that. And we can kind of include a little narrative on what's in each of those accounts if it kind of helps, especially for the first kind of round year
That
through
was
this.
maybe one aspect of this. We're each new to the other's departmental budget in one sense, so we can probably help each other out a little bit, but probably for the public at large that's just reviewing this for the first time, there's going to
Yeah.
be a ton of that where they don't really know what these things are. And to the extent that you can annotate it,
It'll help.
public consumption, that would be great.
It would be a good thing to have just going forward, just some consistency in every time the budget's presented, because obviously new people are cycling in all the time, and just,
Yeah.
yeah, I think people appreciate that clarity. And
Sure.
thank you guys. This is great. You've done a ton of work.
No other questions.
Anything else?
Let's see, what is our remaining agenda item? I think that's it.
I think that's it.
New business, future agenda items. I guess if we have to have a future agenda item to answer the following question, let me know. But how are we going to jump on the El Cerrito contract fee schedule when it comes? That should get some finance committee time before it goes to the full board, if that's at all possible. How are we going to do that?
I think we're going to have another meeting.
Before the June 11th meeting?
Well, I mean, I'm not, it's, I have no control over when El Cerrito does it.
Yeah.
And I think what we can do is kind of, I mean, well, it depends on when we get it. If we get it in time for the June meeting, we could, the biggest part of it is the, I think, the reconciliation, the fee reconciliation, because that's historical, what they said they were going to charge us and what they're actually charging us difference for that particular year. The new year, we would anticipate to be kind of an increase that's in line with the fiscal study. So if we could describe it well enough, it may be something that we can include in the board packet, because we don't want the finance committee to have to go into a great level of detail. We want to capture that before you receive it. So I guess it'll kind of depend on what the status is from the city.
Okay. Yeah, I think Jim and I'll say it since he's online. We were proud of last year. That was the first year I can remember where reconciliation actually gave back. But it was laborious to go through and understand. This year probably is way smoother because the chief was just getting used to it as well.
And they had a new system, and the system was, the issue was, it was pulling current budget information versus what they charged the fire district on. So we, you know, kind of corrected that. So I don't anticipate that going forward.
This 2-year retrospective this time might be a little messy just because of how choppy it was. So I don't know what it's going to be like to look at it and double check.
We'll be checking it beforehand. So
I believe you. Okay.
All right. We're good.
In that case, I guess the only thing left to do is adjourn this meeting of the KCSD Finance Committee. Next meeting will be posted prior to our discussion.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mary, you want to give me a call?
Yes, I will. Thanks.
Okay.
All right. Bye.